A group of veterans is traveling across the country in a wagon train to fulfill a promise made between two soldiers in Vietnam more than 50 years ago. KMZU's Miles Carter was able to catch up with one of those travelers, Luke Reinhold from Troy, Illinois, to find out more about their journey.
Back in 1967, Jesse Morton and Ray Proctor joined the Army and went to Vietnam. They made a pact in a foxhole one night, made a foxhole promise to go coast to coast in a covered wagon when they got home. Unfortunately, Ray didn't make it home. So Jesse did half the trip. Half trip was 25 years ago. He went from St. Louis to the Vietnam Memorial Wall and ended at Beverly National Cemetery in New Jersey at Ray's graveside. Jump forward 25 years, and Jesse is trying his best to finish up his foxhole promise, and we're helping him.
And he started then, I assume, in St. Louis.
We started in Monroe City, and we've been on the road for 9 days, and our destination is Colorado Springs this year. And next year, we'll go from Colorado Springs to California, and that'll complete his foxhole promise. Now, along the way, we're raising awareness for Dogs That Help. Are out of High Ridge, Missouri, and we provide service dogs to disabled veterans and first responders at no cost at all to the veteran first responder.
And you have a dog with you here today?
Yes, my service dog Nita is with me.
And your disability?
She's for PTSD, depression, and mobility, and I have non-epileptic seizures due to my PTSD that she helps alert on. She alerts on them if I'm having a night terror. She'll wake me up slowly. If I get confused or if I get closed in. One story with her is my wife and I were at a breast cancer awareness bazaar, and we got there and it wasn't crowded. It got crowded. I got overwhelmed, and I ended up with my back in a corner to the wall. And she's trained to do something that we call find mama. She'll search till she finds my wife, bring her to me, and then my wife can get me out of there to where I can get my meds and calm down.
So how would life be if you didn't have this dog?
Oh, she gave me my life back. Little things people don't understand. I went to the movies for the first time in 25 years by myself because of Nita. Excuse me.
No, you're fine.
I wouldn't go shopping unless it was in the middle of the night because of the crowds. And now here I am, meeting people, talking to you.
Talking on the radio.
Going cross country, and I'm perfectly fine with it.
Okay, so folks listening, and how can they help?
We have a website. It's veteranspromisekept.com. Please go on veteranspromisekept.com, or we have a GoFundMe page, veteranspromisekept/PTSDride.
And again, you're raising money for Dogs That Help.
And we're raising money for Bursting Bubbles out of Barry, Illinois. They provide a PTSD workbook for civilians and military. But the cool thing they do, they go into grade schools and high schools and set up peer-run groups for anti-bullying and anti-suicide campaigns for the kids.
What is your timeline across our listening area?
We're shooting to be in Colorado Springs by June 7th, right around there. And we make about 20 miles a day. We're staying here at Carrollton at the VFW, depending on the weather. I think we're pulling out Wednesday. Wednesday night, we'll be in Hardin. Thursday night, we'll be in Excelsior Springs.
Gosh, what a difficult thing to do. It's harder than most people realize. Tell me about some of your things you've come across in the past few days.
You don't really realize the quirks that each other has till you're four deep in a tent on a windy night. Four deep and two service dogs. Being away from home, last time I was away from home for this long, I was in combat. It's a little rough, but we are blessed. We have run into so many great people along the way.
You were looking for some hay donations.
Yes. We're down to about a week's worth of hay. So if anybody has any extra hay they'd like to donate, we'd love to have it. See, hay or alfalfa cubes, they're dehydrated. We'd appreciate anything, and if you could donate financially, that'd be wonderful also.
After Excelsior Springs, the group will load up their animals and equipment, drive to St. Joseph, and resume their ride with a next stop in Wathena, Kansas. To learn more about the journey and about PTSD awareness, visit KMZU.com. You can also share the story from the KMZU Facebook page. Be sure to tune in weekday mornings around 7:25 for the KMZU Newsmaker. I'm Brian Locke.